What time are the Myers? So we got to know how fast to go here.
9 o'clock over here.
Are we going as 9 o'clock? As early as 8:50. 8:56 is Roy
Eight.
Brown.
All right, so let's try. Let's go. Okay, let's go. Thank you. Kufsim Kufayin Zion Hilchus. This is what you do with the Bukhar. So, what do you say? Chas, right? Yeah, okay. Chas. Shkata Ganinza Trefa. Let's say you shot the
Test,
Bukhar and it's Trefa.
test, test,
Chas?
test.
Test.
Chas? Oh, yeah, we did Chas. Yeah, thank you. I'm sorry. A Bukhar, Ben Tam, Ben Baal Mum, Asr B'Giza V'Avoyda. A Bukhar, whether it's a Tam or whether it's a Baal Mum, it's also with Giza and did we hit record?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Oh yeah, we did. Okay, sorry. Bechor bein tam bein baal mum also with Giza avoid. It's also with Giza and avoid it. A few nitlish from in Otzemer may add to. In the Giza avoid, that means you're not allowed to do any work with it, and you're not allowed to share it. You're not allowed to take the hair off of it. A few nitlish from in Otzemer may add to. Even if the wool falls off by itself, that semer is also bahano forever. But the wool that's on its body, and mishkat the mumay, if it gets shechted with the mum, hashchita materes, semer, then the shechita matters even the wool. And materes is the bosser, it's all the same way it matters the bosser and the or. This is why we said it's such a headache to have a bechor, because even if a wool, it drops the wool onto the floor, you can't be nana from that wool at all. Right, Yura, before Emily had to
For some
Elabamum,
reason, the
before,
sound
before.
is not so clear.
Okay, nothing I can do about it. I'm
No, but it
upstate
was
and
clear
then so.
before.
What?
When there was a video, it was
It's
more
gonna come
clear.
and go. It's gonna
I
come
see.
and go, which I tell you. Sorry. The Bechor ain't loy heter ella b'mum. A Bechor doesn't have a heter only with the mum. You can't, there's no other way to be matter a Bechor. And you're now allowed to put it into a kippah, like a box, because meaning it's such a headache to have a bechor. You might think it's better just lock it in a room and finish. Because then you're making kachim get lost. So you can't do that either. So basically, you're stuck. You're not allowed to make the mum either. Even to cause it a mum, to put dough on its ear, kedeshi, meaning you put some dough on its ear, then a dog will, I mean, it's a grummer. You can't put a mum, but you can get a dog to try and bite it. The dog should take him there. The yikta ozna and cut off its ear. Or to tell a guy to do a mum. But you are allowed to give it to a guy to bring it up and to watch it. Right? Meaning, so we're not hushed that maybe the guy is going to do something to it on purpose, etc. So let's say you bought a behemoth from a guy and you have no idea if it had a baby or not. The old Atavetisol and it gave birth now in a year's house, so there's a suffix b'chor, that's a suffix b'chor. But people akum b'tumah, and even if the guy is Masih, I mean, he just happens to mention Shekvayolda Loy Mahani. Meaning, so meaning, even if the guy says, "Nah, this is my, I'm selling you this animal, and the animal already had a baby once," we don't believe him. Even simanim that are in the cracks of the animal's horns don't work. That meaning, some people thought that every time an animal gives birth, it has a crack in its horn, makes another crack in its horn. So you look at the horn, you'll say, "Oh, there's a crack in the horn." So therefore, it must have had a baby. That he's saying that's a farce. That doesn't work. Even if it's chalevis, it doesn't help. Meaning, even if it gives milk, which seems like if it gives milk, it has a baby. Unless you see that it's nursing the egel, and if it's milking, the not to be mishabeach what he took, and he says it's good birth, mahani b'paras, that helps b'paras, avaloi not by goats. I mean, you have two reasons to think that it gave birth, and even though each one by itself is not a reason, right? But together, you can be Samech on it, right? Meaning it gives milk, and the guy, Masih, said it already had a baby. Again, one thing is for sure, I should have pointed it out before. One thing is for sure, if you ask the guy, and he says, yeah, it already had a baby, that's for sure not believed. Right? Fine. Are also chayiv in the halachas of bechor behemah tahira, right? Meaning by, but not by boys. A kohen doesn't have to keep it, but here he does, and a lady too. But here the kohen could separate it and give it to himself, and he could, and he has to, but he has to keep it as a kedushas bechor. If a guy has shutvis for the Yisrael and a behemah, if somebody buys an animal from a guy to bring it up and to have the kids with it, meaning to bring up the babies, the tournament of Bechor, they're all potter from Bechor, she never petal korech v'bnei Yisrael. Actually, I call me Yisrael. So the whole thing has to be from Yisrael. So as long as he makes himself a partner, that's enough. And a guy who buys a behemoth from Yisrael, the gadol to raise it, and to split it up, that doesn't help. He has to actually sell the mother to a guy. So basically, you have to make a in order to get out of bechor, which is what we do nowadays. If you have a farmer who knows he's going to have a bechor from a behemoth, and then he gets himself a goyish a partner, and based on a pasuk, therefore it doesn't have to keep any of these halachas, and that's what's done nowadays. That's what mitzvah limko la'akam is a behemoth Torah. It's be mutter to sell the goy a behemoth Torah or the shtatev yimibba kardin shetelim today the potter may have a chayra. If you're allowed to do this before it gives birth, in order to make you potter, but he has to buy it, like we just said. You can't give it to him as a present. Even though you're taking away the kedusha of the bechor, right? That doesn't make a difference, right? Because that's not a the kahachi adav tei. This is better. It's an interesting concept here. If you don't do, meaning normally we wouldn't want you to do this. Why are you getting a loophole? But the alternative is worse. Because it's almost impossible to have a bechor on your farm. But if you just sell the fetus, it doesn't help. Because it's not in this world yet. You have to actually sell him the mother. This is the way you sell it to him. You come to an agreement with the price of the parah. And you also lend him the place, rent him the place where the parah is standing. Like, let's say the barn, and the guy gives him a pruta, and Yisrael tells him, with this pruta, you're buying the land where it's standing, and this makam, the parah will buy, meaning the parah will, you'll be kind of the parah along with the land. Or you should do that after they decide how much the parah is worth. The guy will give him money. Then the guy will actually pull the animal into his rishus. And then he's kind of with mashiach ha'mois. These are the types of things that we do with the mechiras chametz. So if he was mazira achar kach rishus Yisrael, and then even if he puts it back in the Yisrael's rishus, we don't care. Okay. This is even less common. Right? Uboy hey season is five seasons. Aleph. Yisrael sheyesha chamor v'yolda b'chor. 10 minutes. 10 minutes. Yeah, Yisrael that has a chamorah, the yolda b'chor, a female chamor, and it has a b'chor. Mitzvah l'staisai, it's mitzvah to be paided. And what do you paid it with? From what do you call it? The sheep or goats. Being Zaka being a Kaver, whether it's a Zaka, whether it's a Kaver being God or being Katan, being Tam, being Balmum, it doesn't make a difference. But actually, a trade for as long as the animal is not trade. But like Shachut, and it can't be shafted, but like Bet Bekua, as you know, is an animal that comes out of the behemoth. It comes out of the behemoth. What we say? When you shaft the mother, you take out the fetus. That's a Ben
So
Pekua.
this animal
So this animal cannot be a Ben Pekua. Fine. We eat in a set of coin, then you give the set to the coin. We aim to say chayiv with doisa, and when from when you chayiv to do the pigeon, mishiyivaled atchiyamis, from when it's born until it's dead. Now, this is as opposed to the regular cow, regular animal, where you have to wait 30 days. Here, you don't have to wait 30 days. Elisha mitzvah, I mean, you could do it, and there's no rush to do it either. Elisha mitzvah, the story from the yad, the mitzvah to do it right away. Shalei la mitzvah, not to hold off in the mitzvah. La'achashapadoisai, and after he's played it, already would be yad Yisrael, chulin gemurim, that it's complete chulin in the yad Yisrael, begamaseh, hu biyad a kohen, chulin gemurim, and it says also in the hand of the kohen, chulin gemurim. Says, miyad kishahifrish immediately have to separate from the tle, that it should be under the petach chamor, nasa petach chamor chulin. Becomes chulin, afilu koidim shenasa nasa tle lekayin, even before you give the tle to the koyin. Afigach miyad kishim afrishay, right when you separate him, avarach asher kizishan with the tle, it's ivano apidyin petach chamor. Fine, gimel koidim shenifta, before you pay the asa bano, tzal bano, afilu misani lekayin, even if you give it to the koyin, gam mekayin asa, ashtamish bay, the Kayan is also the Mishtamashin, and then he takes the sheep or the lamb for himself, and makes Kaidim Shinifta, and if it dies before the pigeon, then you cover, you have to bury it. I meaning you only do the pigeon when it's alive. Once it's dead, there's no pigeon. Okay, we will stop there. And we'll continue on to the next.